Good to be in the house of God. I said, it's good to be in the house of God. Amen. We're going to be changing the order of service going forward. Tonight is our initial application of this new process. So if you can bear with me, we're going to try and learn how to do this a little differently. I'm here to begin the service with welcoming and prayer. So on behalf of Pastor Roy Grant, who actually, unfortunately, is not feeling well tonight, I want to welcome everyone to Calvary Gospel Church. That deserves applause, I think. And if you're with us online, we're glad that you have joined us. And this is going to be a learning process because some people tend to tune in a little bit after the beginning of service. And what we're going to do is we'll be having our announcements and information at the beginning of service, much of which will be projected overhead and projected online. So we're trying to streamline things a little bit. So if you would stand now, we're going to pray together, and then we're going to have some announcements and a video, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord, get into worship, and then the preaching. So let's pray together in Jesus' name. Remember to pray for Pastor Roy. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your presence in this place. We know, God, that you are never far from us. We know, God, that you go before us and that you have promised to surround us with your presence and that your holy angels go before your people and keep us in our way. So, God, we look to you tonight, O God, to minister to each individual who comes into this house and everyone who turns on this service online. We know, O God, that you have a purpose and a plan for all that we do. And this night, let it be evident, Lord God, what your will is for each of us as we hear your word and as we feel your presence in worship. And in all of this, we will give you glory and honor. We ask, O God, for your blessing and your anointing, your healing touch upon Pastor Roy Grant tonight, that even as he settles to rest and recover, that he would feel strength and healing in his body, O God, that he may know, O God, that you have heard and answered this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. So, well, as I said, we're going to be transitioning many of our announcements to the beginning of our service. So if you are watching online or maybe you arrive late, you will find out that you will miss the verbal announcements, but we will have them available. They'll be printed. We started using text messaging for communications. Pastor Phil is coordinating that. And if you haven't received text communications from the church to give you information, please email us at office@cgcmadison.org, and we'll let you know. And that will let us know that we need to get you set up, and we'll do that. And last of all, for this evening's announcements, remember, Pastor Roy's birthday is on Friday. So keep that in mind. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can we all stand? Thank you, Jesus. I was reminded this week that sometimes we need to praise Him in advance. That sometimes we have situations that we're going through and we hear about all the negativity and we hear about the things that people are facing, and it can be easy to feel discouraged. It can be easy to be stuck. But sometimes we need to praise our way out. Amen? Sometimes when we're in the midst of a situation or a circumstance, we need to thank God and praise Him in advance for what He's going to do. And I just wonder if tonight, if you would join me in doing that as we sing these few songs. Let's start out with prayer. Thank you, Jesus, so much for this opportunity we have again to worship you, God, and to lift up your name, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that your anointing would be here, God, and that your spirit would move in a mighty way. And Lord God, a praise would rise up from your people, Lord God, that we could praise you in advance advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do in our lives and our situations, God. That we could praise you for the healing, God. That we could praise you for the breakthrough, oh Lord God. That we could praise you for the victories in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for it, God, and we have faith tonight in Jesus' name. Again. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. Yes, I have a reason to worship. We worship you, Jesus. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship.
So here I am to worship you, and here I am to honor you and may my life be a praise that will glorify your name. Here I am to lift you high, to lift my voice with tears in my eyes. All I desire is to love you with everything I am. Let's sing that again. To worship you.
Just bring your worship right now.
Here I am to honor you. May my life be a praise that will glorify your name. Here I am to live.
Lift our worship to him right now.
Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We praise your name, Jesus.
We are here to worship you, God. We're here to lift up our voices and worship, oh Jesus. We want to honor you, Lord God, with our lives, oh Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
To worship you, here I am, here I am, to honor you, make my life, be a praise that will glorify your name. Here I am, to
we just worship the Lord for a moment here. Just lift your hands. We have all kinds of time. Lord Jesus, we invite you into this place, into our hearts, God. Outside these walls is chaos, craziness, Lord God. But inside here is peace and joy, God. Touch us, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord. Touch our minds, touch our hearts. Relieve our fears, oh God. Do what only you can do, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Holy is your name, Jesus. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Why don't you just praise the Lord with your mouth right now? Just speak it out to the atmosphere. Why don't you just entertain the Lord for a moment? You came all this way. Why don't you just meet with Jesus for just a moment in time? We worship your name, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in your church and your world, Lord God. We don't understand everything, God, but we trust you, Lord Jesus. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. We trust you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for looking after your church, looking after your people, looking after your children, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Worship your name, Jesus. The difference between a Pentecostal experience and the traditional Orthodox experience that we call church outside of Pentecost is the touch of God. You can take that other experience and almost make it a mathematical algorithm or an equation. You do your three or four Hail Marys or whatever they are and ask for these things from God and expect that because he chose you and you don't have to do anything that you just can live your life any old way. And you don't need a touch from God because that's not what's important. But the truth of the matter is that's not the biblical Christian experience. The biblical Christian experience is one that is a relationship that has God with a personality and not a calculator. I believe that God wants to move in this congregation tonight outside of the controls and outside of the walls that maybe we're putting up even because of these masks. COVID is real. It is. But so is God. God has not changed. He has not moved. He is still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as I spoke with Pastor Roy, he wasn't feeling too well. I spoke with him, leaned over to the window of his truck in the parking lot just before service. And I said, I don't know what's going on, Pastor Roy has just, I've deleted most of my sermon for tonight. And he said, well, sometimes it's good just to have a good talk. So I'm going to tell you what I feel like the Lord is saying tonight. You can still remain standing. I see in my mind a bunch of people with their toes dangling off the edge of a cliff. And they look out and they see just nothing but chaos. Nothing but a swirly, deep problem. Like, almost like you can't comprehend what is in front of you. What's about to occur. And with the trepidation of a young child on the end of a diving board, so to speak. I don't know if anybody ever experienced that, you know, when everybody's watching you and you're supposed to just jump off the ledge into the water and you're like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I feel like maybe I should just turn around, but maybe I should jump in. Maybe I'm, and you're just right there at the edge, and that fear is overwhelming, and that anxiety is overwhelming, and we all have that different feeling. And then all of a sudden, you just realize, you just look to the side, and you see this person just run and just, whew, and they just jump off into, they have no idea what. And then you decide to do that. That experience is what I feel like everyone is at the edge with God right now. Like, what am I supposed to do, Lord? Am I supposed to jump, or am I supposed to wait? Am I supposed to act? Am I supposed to do something here? What's next for me, Lord? Am I supposed to do something, or am I supposed to just feel this pressure, feel this weight upon my chest, to feel the fear and the anxiety? Am I supposed to protect? Am I supposed to let go? For every one of us, it might be somewhat different. But I feel that the Lord is speaking tonight is that He is the God of the unknown. He's the God that in the beginning was the Spirit that hovered over the face of chaos, over the face of the waters. He was the same God who led Israel through on dry ground in the midst of chaos, walls of water all the way up to the sky, and an enemy army behind them, and craziness all around. And there they were in the midst of chaos, and God leading them through that with a pillar of fire. I feel like that it's that experience, that messy, crazy experience that some of us feel like that we're up against, where we don't know if we should go or turn or move or whatnot. And it's just that moment in time where we all are just hesitating for a moment. It was in that moment that God said, "What's in your hand, Moses?" He was hesitating for a moment. He didn't know what to do. The people were murmuring and complaining and frustrated, and he didn't know what to do. And he raised his hand with the rod that was in his hand, and the seas parted. It was that same moment that brought Peter to the edge of the boat, looking out as it rained and it poured, and the boat was swaying and moving, and it was just a chaotic experience, and fear was all around. Everyone had an idea what to do, but everyone didn't know exactly what exactly, you know, how's this going to all play out. And Peter was just sitting there peering off the edge of the boat with his toes just out off the edge, just looking at Jesus. Is that you, Jesus? Jesus, is that you? Is that you? If it is you, if you're the one out there calling to me through this chaotic situation, is that you speaking to me in the midst of my problems, in the midst of what I'm going through? Is that you, Jesus? I want to know if that is you. Then call me out of this boat and out onto the water with you, where you're the master. I'm the master of this boat, but you're the master of this sea. I'm the master of this experience, and I'm done with it. Jesus, I want to move on. I want to jump in with you, Lord. I want to walk on water with you, Lord Jesus. I want to dwell with you upon the face of the deep, upon the face of this chaotic situation. I want to dwell above it. And I'm ready to put my feet out somewhere that I've never been before. I'm ready, Lord, to take a step into the unknown. God is not the author of confusion, but He is the author of salvation. He's the author of your story, and He's not done writing yet. And if you've grown tired of where you're at, I believe there's just one more step to take. One slight little step. Isaac Newton said, he wrote the laws of motion and famously stated, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. After his work, everything seemed pretty predictable. But the truth of the matter is, it's not always so simple. A century later, Lord Kelvin and many others added the laws of thermodynamics, and most commonly said that the second law of thermodynamics is anything moved or heated or put under pressure would increase in disorder and entropy, or it would basically destroy itself. Later, Einstein would introduce his laws of relativity and motion, stating, no matter how fast you're moving, you feel like you're sitting still. Does anybody feel like you're sitting still right now? A little too still? You might not understand how fast this ship is moving. It's moving along like riding on an airplane. The problem is with all of these mathematicians and philosophers and scientists is that they left out an element that created everything that we know, and that's God. With a single moment of time, God can change the situation you're in with just one touch. And it changes everything. You can't do a mathematical equation with such a crazy factor as God. You might think you have everything figured out in your life, but in one moment, with one touch, God can reach in and change everything. Everything. You see, they forgot to read the Bible whenever Paul says in Acts 17:28, he says, for in him we live and we move and we have our being. Paul was on Mars Hill with the first philosophers, the Stoics, the ones who tried to make math a religion. But Paul was explaining to them that you don't know the God that I know. That's why you have this thing set up to the unknown God. The God that I know can change everything. Your math is no good with him. He can change every life and every person in a moment. In a moment just like the one we're in right now. And I'm asking you, if you feel like you're one of those people with your toes just over the edge, I'm going to talk you off the ledge, but not the way you're thinking. I'm asking you to just take one more step out into the water tonight and trust the Lord with your life. Trust the Lord with the calling that he's given you. Trust the Lord with the dreams that he's placed in your. Trust the Lord with the things that COVID has seemed to let dry out and chill out and not move. When we're in him, that's where we live. We move and have our being. It's not in this world. Just like that airplane, when we are in Jesus Christ, we can move through this situation protected and feel like we're just sitting still in the peace of God. Would you just lift your hands, Lord, to the Lord right now? This is a relationship. You got to speak to him. Jesus, is that you on the water? Is that you I see? Is that you calling through the chaos? Jesus can speak one word over the chaos and mountains will appear. Jesus can speak one word in the chaos, and life exists from death. Jesus can speak over every situation that you're dealing with right now. And in one moment, with one touch, change everything. I want to change, Lord, tonight. I want to change, Lord, tonight, Lord. I want to change, oh God. I want to know you more, Lord Jesus. I want to come out on the water. I want to escape this boat, oh God, this waves and crashing waves on this boat. I have no control of the thing I thought I had control of. I have no idea what's going to happen next, but if I come out with the water, on the water with you, I don't know what will happen, but I know that I trust you, Jesus. God has placed you in life in motion. He's chosen you. He's made you. He's created you. He's gifted you. He's blessed you. He's led you. He's spoken to you. He's filled you. For a moment like this, you'll know that it's Him that's calling to you. In the midst of noise and confusion of 2020, Jesus is still saying, "My sheep know my voice, and they won't listen to another." Do you hear the voice of God tonight? There's no crazy sermon tricks tonight. Fiona, can we sing another song?
Called me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you.
I'm already done. If you would like to come, we have 25 minutes on the clock that you're so adjusted to already, of time that has no mark on it. Would you come down here and make your mark on time for a moment with Jesus Christ?
And keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Take me deeper than my feet. take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior, and I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves when oceans rise. So notions of